Side me on those wide rolling plains. Gotta make some haste, got no time to waste. Gonna catch that westbound train. And I will ride, ride and yodel while I'm riding on those wide rolling plains. Lay, 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 yodel-o-dee, yodel-o-dee, yodel-o-dee. Lay, 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 yodel-o-dee, yodel-o-dee, yodel-o-dee. Yodel-o-dee, 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 yodel-o-dee,
what you promise to give me. Give me love. Don't give me no trouble. Don't fill me with care. And don't give me worries that I can't bear. Give me what you promise. What you promise to give me. Give me love.
We made a promise till death it was done. And darling, that promise came straight from my heart. And I'm gonna keep it as long as I live. Nothing but heartaches and nothing but pain. And all of these teardrops that fall like rain. So give what you promise to give me. Give me love. Nothing but pain, and all of these teardrops that fall like rain. So give what you promise to give me. Give me love.
89.7 KFJC, Cindy Walker special.
And that was Nita Rita and Ruby doing Give Me Love, Rosalie Allen with Wide Rolling Plains, Texas Jim Lewis did a few, he did Hillbilly Bill, Love Has Been the Ruin of a Man, and Pliny Jane, Ramona Jones did Send Me a Rose.
Starting it off with a Grandpa Jones interview.
Yeah, that the last track there is a kind of a super second generation group at the time. At least that was what was that intent. Nita, Rita, and Ruby. Nita being Anita Carter, one of the Carter sisters, the youngest daughter of Maybelle Carter, and Ruby was Ruby Wright, whose mom was Kitty Wells, and dad was Johnny Wright of Johnny and Jack. And then Ruby Robbins was not a relation to Marty Robbins, but the sister of Don Winters, who did most all the great harmony vocals behind Marty Robbins and all his great recordings.
Wow.
So kind of a super group. Right before that was Texas Jim Lewis.
Right.
Texas Jim Lewis's band was probably the premier Western swing band of the West Coast. It's the group that became Spade Cooley's core band when Spade Cooley began his Western Swing group. So it was really the the precursor of all the West Coast Western Swing sounds. Had some great players in that band, Smokey Rogers, among others. And that last song, they actually are backing Cindy Walker. Those three, she's actually singing Hillbilly Bill.
Right. And, of course, all the songs written by Cindy Walker. Hence,
yes,
this
everyone.
Is the Cindy Walker special. Pliny Jane was written for Bob Wills as a comedy song, I believe, along with some other ones, Tater Pie and Three Little Kittens. We'll be hearing those later, I'm sure. Elton Britt did a song of Cindy Walker's named Lorelei. Anything to say about Elton Britt?
Well, Elton Britt is probably the premier hillbilly yodeler of all time. I mean, he didn't have his mug on TV in later years, pitching all his records on the cable stations. But he really was the top yodeler of all time. He could sustain a note forever, it seems, on some of his recordings. He wasn't just a trick yodeler. I mean, he actually could really sing well. He had one of the biggest hits of all time with "There's a Star Spangled Banner Waving Somewhere." And anyway, he. All his songs are great, and just a wonderful, wonderful voice. And here he is doing a Cindy Walker song.
Lorelei on KFJC and the Cindy Walker Special.
Have you gone without me? Why have you left me all alone? Lorelei, Lorelei, I thought you cared about me. Now I know your heart's made of stone. And your name the night wind sadly cried. Lorelei, Lorelei, only sad echoes answer, an echo that tells me goodbye.
It was just as easy as pie for you.
Yes, it was.
The right place, the right time.
Everything pretty easy as pie for me because I'm a very determined person.
Sounds like it.
But going back to my mother and father, I wouldn't amount to anything at all if it hadn't been for them, because you see, I didn't have to worry about any rent. I didn't have to worry about any food. My parents took perfect care of me, and all I had to do was write my little songs.
Sweet dream, baby. Sweet dream, baby. Sweet dream, baby. How long must I dream? Dream, baby, got me dreaming sweet dreams the whole day through. Dream, baby, got me dreaming sweet dreams at nighttime too. Of you, but that won't do. Dream, baby, help me stop my dreaming. You make my dreams come true. Sweet dream, baby. Sweet dream, baby. Me dreaming sweet dreams the whole day through. Dream, baby, got me dreaming sweet dreams at nighttime too. I love you and I'm dreaming of you, but that won't do. Dream, baby, help me stop my dreaming. You make my dreams come true. Sweet dream, baby.
Grandmother, who was the same as my mother and daddy. They were wonderful, lovely, sweet. And my grandfather, he was the only one that paid any attention to my song writing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could sing and dance and all that, but my songwriting was always the special thing to me. But you see, they were young people, and they weren't interested in childish songs. You know what I'm trying to tell you?
Right.
But my grandfather was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there wasn't any time that he wouldn't listen to my songs, and I'd go around all the time with a pencil and a pad, you know, writing things.
Now, this would be your dad's father, right?
Huh?
Your dad's father?
That was my... Uh-huh.
Right.
I call... Papa was my father, but Daddy was my grandfather.
Grandpa Walker.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And he's the one that bought me my first guitar. And I would... the way that happened was, there was a boy, a neighbor boy. Well, it wasn't a neighbor boy because they lived about 2 miles from us. But he could play the guitar pretty well. He was a grown... man, as far you know, I guess he's about 21 or something, but he could play the guitar well. And sometime he'd let me borrow his guitar. And so one day, well, I was coming home in the back of the pickup, and he had loaned me his guitar. He was nice. You know, most people wouldn't have done that.
Yes.
But, he did, and so when I jumped out, the guitar fell and made a crack in it. Oh, it just broke my heart. And my grandfather, he said, "What in the world is the matter with you? I was just crying, you know." I said, I jumped out of the pickup, back of the pickup, and I busted Buddy's guitar. I said, what in the world am I going to do? He said, listen. He said, I'll take you over to Mahia where they have a pawn shop. And he said, they'll mend it over there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he took me over there, and he said, the next thing I'm going to do, I'm going to buy you a guitar of your own so you don't have to borrow other people's.
All right.
And that's what he did.
Cool.
And he bought me a little Martin guitar that was second-handed.
Ooh, that's a good one, though. Martin?
I just, with Willie Mae today, I told her, I said, go in there and look at the prices of those Martin guitars. Why, they're ridiculous now.
Oh, yeah.
See? But that's the first guitar I ever had. And the one I've got now is just exactly like it. I wore the other one out.
All right. Do you still have it?
Huh?
You still have it?
No, I've got one just like it, though.
Hmm.
Just like it, and I've written all my songs on.
Is that the one you wrote Dusty Skies on?
My soul is lost, so lonely and so cold, just like a lamb that has strayed from the fold across the barren waste of sin. Shepherd, hear my cry and lead me home. Oh, gentle shepherd, hear my lonely cry. And in thy cool green pastures, let me lie. Beside the still, clear waters, lead thou me. Oh, gentle shepherd, say forevermore with thee.
The hours go by on frightened wings of flight.
Claim the soul that strayed from the fold. Oh, gentle shepherd, hear my cry and save my soul.
Gentle shepherd, save.
Song.
I did. Is it bad?
Well, don't quit your day job. Why don't you play a Cyndi Walker song instead?
All right, on KFJC.
In the misty moonlight, by the flickering firelight, any place is all right. Long as I'm with you, in a faraway land, on the tropic sea sand, if your hand's in my hand, I won't be blue. Way up on the misty moonlight.
I could be happy in one little room with only a table and chair, as happy as I'd be in a kingdom by the sea, darling, if you were there. I could be rich or I could be poor, but if you were by my side, I could be anywhere in this whole wide world, and I know I'd be satisfied. Way up on the mountain, or way down in the valley, I know I'll be happy, any place, anywhere, I don't care, in the misty moonlight, by the flickering firelight, any place is all right. There, any place is all right, long as you are there. Any place is all right, long as you are there.
I thought that you'd always love me, but you had fooled all along. Your love for me has turned out to be just another dream gone wrong, gone wrong, gone wrong, just another dream gone wrong. Just another dream gone wrong, gone wrong, gone wrong, just another dream gone wrong. Just another dream gone wrong, gone wrong, gone wrong, just another dream gone wrong.
Better duck.
Look out.
I went down to the seashore and sat down on the sand. The sea was calm, the air was warm, and everything was grand.
And then a strange thing happened, just as strange as it could be.
I held the seashell to my ear,
and something said to me,
look out, it's gonna fall on you. Look out, oh boy, that's all for you. Look out,
better duck.
Look out.
in a Spanish cabaret. I twirl my señorita while the crowd yell out ole.
I tangled and fandangled in a very dashing style.
And then the girls begin to scream.
And the boys begin to smile.
Look out, it's gonna fall on you. Look out, oh boy, that's all for you. Look out, oh, they will call for you. Take care, beware, look, listen, stop. Don't lose your head.
Don't blow your top.
Don't trust in fate, don't trust in luck. And when it falls,
you'd better duck.
Look out.
Oh, Mike Gross, my cousin was talking to him, and he was saying that I had told him so much about him and that he wanted to thank him for playing some of his records of his and Rich O'Brien. And he used to have a little company called Blum Records.
Mm-hmm.
And he told him that I was his cousin. And Mike says, well, said, I like nearly everything Cindy's ever written, said, with the exception maybe of Pliny Jane.
Well, he almost has good taste then, because I love it.
Well, you know, Grandpa Jones sings it all the time.
Yeah.
I heard it just the other night.
Did you write that for like a novelty type thing or for a movie?
Oh, yeah.
Or?
You know, Bob Wills... He would have one of the guys to call me and say that he was in need of something that was light and funny, kind of a comedy song, you know.
Right.
And that's why I wrote Pliny Jane, and I wrote Tater Pie. You remember Tater Pie?
I haven't heard it. I can't find it.
You don't mean it.
I can't.
Well, I'll get Leon. He's got a copy of it. I don't know whether I have or not, but... it says, ever since I've been so high, I've been a fool for Tater Pie. Makes no difference how stuff, I never can get enough of pie, Tater Pie, P-I-E-E-I-P, pie, Eper, pass a piece of pie for, I just love that Tater Pie.
Oh, wow.
He says, I'm looking for a gal that cooks. I don't care much the way she looks. I'll be hers until I die if she can make a tater pie.
Wow.
And after we have made the match, we'll raise a great big tater patch, and we'll just let the world go by and live on love and tater pie.
All right.
Ever since I've been so high, I've been a fool for tater pie. It makes no difference how I stuff, I never seem to get enough.
Pie, pie, tater pie, P-I-E-I-P pie. Deeper, upper, pass me the bar. I just love the tater pie.
Let the world go by and live on love and tater pie.
Pie, pie, tater pie.
name is Mittens, one of the three little kittens.
Mew, 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 mew. Mew, 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 mew.
Keep listening to the Cindy Walker special on KFJC or...
Mew, 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 mew. Meow, meow.
Mittens, I can't say it on the radio. This is a family station.
Meow. Kittens, no sell mittens.
No, and no, boys, wait a minute, Cindy, we wanted a nursery rhyme tune, but this is 1951. We wanted something up, you know, with a little lump in it, rhythm.
Well, why don't you say so, Bob? Let it rip, boys. Did say, we're the three little kittens, the three little kittens, but we can play the dance. Oh, Mother Goose, won't you please give us a chance? Take off your mittens, you darling kittens, and you shall have a try. Meow, meow, we'll start right now. The kittens begin to cry. Well, the three little kittens took off their mittens, and they began to play. Hey, they stomped it out, and there's no doubt them cats were really okay. They really rocked them, they really socked them with their swinging sway. Meow, meow, they holler wow when the kittens begin to play.
That's the cat smell.
There's that dad-burned mule hasn't been fed. There goes that old sow and all them pigs. Where in the world's that gal at? You to come in here. Out there daydreaming. I know every time you step your little foot down, another beautiful flower grows. Come on in here.
Don't talk like that, Bob. I can't help it because I'm so pretty.
I said come on in here and bring that cow with you. Here comes all them that playboys.
Tiny Jane's a pretty thing and everywhere she goes, every place but your foot a little flower grows.
Tiny Jane, I'll meet you near the pines.
Woods when the moon begins to shine. Clink, clink, clanks, and the harp and fiddle, little loose, and the pipe ring and link, say, and the fiddler sing. All the girls in all this world, there's none like Pliny Jane. Some folks see a little star just only when it's night, but I see stars anytime that Pliny holds me tight.
Pliny Jane, I'll meet you near the pines. Way down in the piney woods when the moon begins to shine. Wink, clink, clanks, and the harper fill a little loose, and the piper yiddling say, the fiddler sing. Of all the girls in all this world, there's none like Pliny Jane.
Like sugar cane. Lord have mercy on my soul. Now I love Pliny Jane.
Pliny Jane, Pliny Jane, I'll meet you near the pines. Way down in the piney woods when the moon begins to shine. Blink, blink, blanks of the harp and fill a little loose.
fiddling say, and the fiddlers sing. The fall of girl in all this world, there's none like Pliny Jane.
First time I met Pliny Jane, old Cupid tricked his dart. Ride right back and let it fly smack dab into my heart.
Pliny Jane, Pliny Jane, I'll meet you near the pine. Way down in the piney woods when the moon begins to shine. Blink, 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 to the harper, fill it loose, and the piper, yodeling, say, and the fiddler sing. For the girls in all this world, there's none like Pliny Jane.
Ow! Now go get that old sow and them pigs and put them back in that pen, Pliny.
She done left me and I ain't got a dime. Keep hubbing it, hubbing it, son. It's your wagon load.
I hear you talking.
Keep
so.
Right on hubbing it down that lonesome road.
Yeah, piano.
Your fortune, yeah.
Well, not yet.
The world ain't been treating me. I pay for what
that's
I get.
To do it, son.
Keep hubbing it, son. It's your wagon load. Keep right on hubbing it down that lonesome road.
Oh, brother Todd. Why didn't sales speak Todd? That's the boy's name. He's picking the guitar.
Some folks born to win, some folks born to hub it, and that's where
brother,
I come
that's
in.
Where you come
keep
in.
Hubbing it, son, it's your wagon load.
Keep pull out of that
keep
without
right on hubbing it down that lonesome road. I've hold fields of corn.
That lonesome, son.
Guess I'll be hubbing it till Gabriel blows his horn.
Keep hubbing it, son. It's your wagon load. Keep right on hubbing it down that lonesome road.
Now, 89.7 KFJC, this is the Cindy Walker special, a tribute to Cindy Walker. All Cindy Walker songs for 7 hours. That was Hubbin' It, Pliny Jane, Three Little Kittens, and Tater Pie, all written for Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys.
Johnny and Jack did Look Out. Tex Jenks Carmen did Another Good Dream Gone Wrong. We heard George Morgan do In the Misty Moonlight and O Gentle Shepherd. Waylon Jennings did Dream Baby, and Elton Britt did Lorelei.
Waylon Jennings, the man that
gave up his seat.
Yeah, gave up his seat for the Big Bopper. All the Bob Wills songs there were MGM box set re-releases. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's even still hard to find.
Yes, because it's LP and he hasn't got around to making that a CD set, which would be really nice.
That'd be the Bear Family.
Yes, and of course, the Three Little Kittens was never issued prior to the release of the box set.
And then that was Cindy Walker singing the lead on that. It's kind of cute.
It's very cute.
Meow.
Yeah.
And George Morgan, I should mention, is a lot of people know country music today, modern country music, Lori Morgan's father, and he was quite a popular singer in the 50s. He had kind of that smooth Eddie Arnold, Ray Price later on style, you know.
Right. And O Gentle Shepherd, Cindy Walker writes many sacred songs, as she calls them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are Billy Graham.
Chuck Wagon Gang. Mm-hmm. I've recorded some of them, yeah.
George Beverly Shea. Right now, let's listen to more interview with Cindy Walker. She tells us about the song Dream Baby on KFJC.
And the Cindy Walker special.
Can you think of a song that you wrote at the time you wrote it you thought was great, but now looking back on it, you might think it might have been bad.
No, but I can tell you a song that I thought wasn't any count, and then was a great big smash hit. I can do that.
Okay.
Fred Foster, who discovered so many great singers, Dolly Parton, and first one that ever recorded anything of Willie Nelson's, and Ray Stevens, Roy Orbison, and picked the songs of Kris Kristofferson.
Mm-hmm.
I can't name them all. So many.
Right.
He's a great producer. To make a long story short.
Oh, why would you want to do that?
Well, because I talk so slow and people laugh about the way I talk.
Who does?
Everybody.
Well, tell them they're nuts.
But anyway, he asked me to write something for Roy Orbison.
Mm-hmm.
And so after I got home, well, I started trying to write something for him. You know, he's such a great songwriter himself.
Yeah.
I was sort of ashamed to even think of such a thing.
Wow.
But anyway.
So he was already something then.
Oh, I should say. Crying and Blue Bayou and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Wonderful songs. Marvelous. And he's a marvelous singer, too.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I wrote several things, Shadow Roba, and let me see. I can't think of all of the. But anyway, there was about four songs that I wrote for him. Dream Baby. And it was that other song.
Distant Drums?
No, no. He was the first one that did Distant Drums, though. Because I told you, Jim Reeves, producer, turned it down.
Yeah.
He wouldn't let him do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did it, and it was a big hit over in Europe.
Right.
For him. We won't get back on that. Anyway, I wrote these songs, and I had them in a box. Mama made the demos for me, and I sang them and played my little guitar, and then I put them all in a box to send them to Fred Foster. And so my mother came by the table where the box was, and she said, "What's missing from the box?" I said, I took out Dream Baby. I said, it's so repetitious and just says Dream Baby, Dream Baby. I said, I don't think that'd go. I'm going to take it out. And Mama says, if you take out Dream Baby, you haven't got nothing. I said, well, you think that's the best? She says, if you don't send that, you haven't got nothing to send. Mama was very
opinionated, honest. Huh? She had a hard.
I said, "Well, I said, if you think that, I said, I'll put it back in the box." See, I was getting it ready to send to Fred Foster.
Right.
And so I put it back in the box and took it to the post office. And in about two or three weeks, well, he called me and he said, "You want to hear something?" I said, "Yeah." And he said, this is a cold day in January. And he said, this will warm the cockles of your heart. And so he played Dream Baby over the phone. And I nearly fell in the floor.
Wow.
It was terrific, if I do say
with
so.
With Roy Orbison doing it, you mean?
Huh?
He played it over the phone with Roy Orbison doing it?
Yeah. He played the record that he had made.
Yeah.
See? I couldn't believe it. And Mama, I said, get on the phone. And I told Fred, would you play that for Mama? And she got on the phone and listened. And I said, Mama, it's a hit. And she said, tell me something I don't know.
She's like, she had a hard time telling you what she really thought, huh?
No, she didn't. Did have a bit of trouble. But she kept me in line pretty good.
She did.
Yeah, she was a wonderful. I still miss her. She's been gone 5 years now, but I still miss my mama. As old as I am, I still miss my mama.
Mr. Eddie Arnold. When I was a kid, I first learned about you from the Log Cabin syrup commercials.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's back in the late 60s, early 70s.
Right. Right. When did you get your start in singing in show business?
It's so long ago, the mind won't remember that far back. Oh, I started making records in 1945.
Yeah.
And obviously, I've been going ever since.
Right.
Made lots of records.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing.
And you made quite a few about Cindy Walker songs.
Oh, yeah. I recorded a good many of Cindy's songs.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did. Yeah.
You Don't Know Me?
Yeah, and more than that.
Right.
You know, I did several of her songs.
How did You Don't Know Me come about?
Well, you Don't Know Me came from an idea that I had.
Uh-huh.
I had a title and the storyline.
Right.
And I gave that to Cindy. And so that's how You Don't Know Me came. I walked around with that thing in my head for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the title of the song. And it's a great love song.
Right.
You know, it's really about a boy that's very bashful.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I got the idea of this young fellow. He's in love with this girl, but he's very bashful, and he can't get the nerve to tell her. So he watches her get married and walk away with her husband, and he never tells her. That's why he keeps saying, "You don't know me."
Right. And that turned into be just a beautiful song.
Oh, yeah, it's a great song. Even if I was connected with it, that song will be around a long time.
You also did
Take Me in Your Arms and Hold Me.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic song.
Yeah, Take Me in Your Arms. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, good song. Good song. Cindy's a good writer.
Yeah, she sent me that song, and I played it, and I go, oh, because I heard a lot of versions of that song, and then I heard your version. I said, oh, that's the right version right there.
Well,
because you got that little almost yodel on the end of the line.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I did that purposely.
Right.
Cindy is the most underrated person that I know.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people... You know, the recording artists know about it, but the public doesn't know about it. Man, that woman is an artist. She's a great artist. When I think the world of her, I admire her, and I want her to stay around a long time. Well, she writes so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
She's been in my home.
Mm-hmm.
I think the world of her. I really do.
Yeah.
She's like a sister.
Take me in your arms and hold me like I've been holding you in my heart. Take me in your arms and tell me that you missed me since we You just don't know how heartsick and lonesome I've been, or how much I pray that you'd come back again and take me in your arms and like I've been holding you in my heart. Take I've been holding you in my heart. Take me in your arms and tell me that you missed me since we've been apart. You just don't know how heartsick and lonesome I've been, or how much I prayed that you'd come back again and take me in your arms and hold me like I've been holding you in my heart.
I've got the heebie-jeebies. Need your baby so bad. Can't be, get on your touch tone phone and telephone phone to me. Mistreat me, baby, treat me like you need me. I've got the heebie-jeebie blues. I go to bed, but I just can't sleep away. My heart is heavy as lead, and I don't know what to think. Maybe you're somewhere on a good time spree with somebody else, forgetting all about me. So I get up, 'cause I'm a-coming undone. I slip some gin in my cup, but it ain't helping me none. I'm feeling stranded, baby, feeling second-handed, like you've got somebody new. And all I've got is the heebie-jeebies and the heebie-jeebie blues. Can't be, send me an F-A-X or call me AT&T, and don't mistreat me, baby, treat me.